You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
I could open a tripod business out of my house now, I think.
Yeah.
No. Cleaning out the studio when we moved out of the studio and I had to bring all of that stuff to my house that was there. There were, you know, the bukus of tripods in there. And then cleaning out stuff to move from my house to another house. I found more tripods that I have, you know, collected and used at home for video stuff over the years. And I found what I think is the cheapest ass do nothing phone tripod I've ever seen in my life. And I don't know how long I've had it, but it had to be like one of the first ones they ever invented. It's got metal little tiny legs on it. And look how far they just like go out completely like that.
Yeah,
but it's not sturdy enough to actually hold a phone. Now you can tighten it to make the, you can't tighten those legs to not do that. It's just,
yeah. If you could tighten the legs and make them, it could maybe come, but then it's still so flimsy.
Yeah. It's so flimsy.
Yeah. It looks like, tip right over. Looks like one of those old prototypes for a satellite, like from like the first satellites.
Yeah.
You know, that like you would see this on the old show. What was that space show? Danger, Will Robbins, whatever that show
was. Space Odyssey or whatever. No. What you're talking about?
I'm going to look it up. It's driving me nuts.
What the heck is that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Space Odyssey?
No, that was a movie. Danger, Will.
Spaceballs? No, okay.
Spaceballs.
Lost in Space.
Austin Space. Okay.
God, it had the robot with the springy arms. And, you know, I never liked, I mean, it was in the 60s. That was before my time, but they showed reruns after school and stuff. And again, I never have been interested in space things and sci-fi and all that. I thought that was some dumb shit.
Now, I bet though, that was one of the first iPhones, because you know how the iPhone gets bigger and bigger? That probably was able to hold the first one.
But I mean, it just like soon you could only have it, I think, all the way flat like that, because I just put it up and as soon as you put any weight on it, it starts sinking.
You know what you could have is not only a tripod store but a lighting store.
Yeah. Oh my god, y'all have no idea how many times a day I hear this question. All right, what'd you decide to do with all these lights?
Yeah, because you don't know what you're going to need when you get over to the new place.
Mm-hmm. And again, they work. And I mean, I don't want to just throw away things because we use them. If one breaks, then there's another one on standby.
Or if one of us needs it, we can meet and you can.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, the ones that we use, like these that I use every day, are about $30 each, I think.
Yeah. Don't throw them away.
Yeah. Now, I found that had never been out of their original packaging. I looked them up on the social media, on the Amazon, and they're about $250 to $300. And they don't work as well as the $30 ones. Nobody in our company who had the power to order supplies and things, nobody understands the concept of return. Never had heard of the way you return merchandise. Obviously, you would order it. There's somebody ordered, or different people ordered, a bunch of shit that we didn't need. But instead of determining, oh, I don't need that after all, I'm going to return that. Then it just ended up getting piled up in a closet. And now I have a a used electronics store with brand new electronics.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could open a Radio Shack at this point.
Yeah. Circuit City.
Yeah.
Was it that the, and I'm assuming you're referring to yourself, Ace, Adam, I don't know. Was it that you knew how to return? You just, it was the hassle.
I never ordered anything that I didn't use. Okay. And now I'm ordering things hard drive, like a external hard drive or something that I'm using, or hats.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's true.
It was Ace, really.
Well, no, it was, I don't know who, I don't know. Mr. Todd was, and then Mr. Todd was under some pressure with the TV and all, like we used to do it, because we complained about the lights all the time. And so I'm sure he just ordered these lights and then thought, okay, well, this might fix the problem. And it may have been right before he got the other job and all. But I don't know. Yeah. Let's blame it on Ace since he's not here to take up for himself.
Yeah.
We'll blame it on it.
Listening to y'all complain about lights, I would have done the same. I would have been like, order, order, order. This will shut him up. Like,
yeah.
I get it.
He had stuff run through the ceiling tiles and, he did a lot of work on it.
He did. He really did.
But I just know that in that closet in there, when the engineer from the other radio station came to hook up my equipment to broadcast from home live on their radio station, he said, the radio equipment you got in there is basically a car. He said, I hate to tell you, but yeah, you've got about the amount of money you could use to buy a car.
No way.
That's what he said. Yeah.
So can you resell it? You're talking about stuff you're not.
He's gonna help me find the place where those people look for equipment. Oof. Well, he's not gonna help me find. He knows where they are, but he's gonna help me get it up there and sell it. Yeah.
Oh, thank God you don't have to go there or anything. You don't want to be at a place where radio freaks buy used equipment. That can't be fun.
But I gotta get I'm moving crap that I don't want. So that's always frustrating when you're having to pack up something and move it to a new place and you don't want it to begin
with.
Right. Yeah. But Jody has been selling so much stuff on that marketplace. And I want to know where the money is. I'm not seeing any of that money that she's getting from selling all stuff.
Well,
really?
Girl's got to do what a girl's got to do, Get that hair.
You don't need to worry about it. We got expenses.
Yeah.
Now I'll see you later. I'm going to my nail appointment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to see all of that, Facebook Marketplace cash popping out this weekend in Nashville.
Yeah.
Just rolls the cash.
Yeah.
Making it rain.
Now, she is the person to be doing the Facebook Marketplace stuff. I am not.
Yeah.
She will deal with people. This guy thinks he's going to get my patio furniture for that price. Get out of here. I was like, no thanks. We'll just wait on somebody else. He's starting to piss me off.
I can hear it.
He jumped right on and said he wanted it and he knew the price. And then now he's starting to ask me all these other questions like, I can come pick it up at da da da. I'm closing on my house. And then it's like, if you're going to come get it, dude.
Yeah.
Now he's just jerking me around. You're some old man playing games.
Yeah. Don't play games with Jody, mister.
Exactly.
I just finally told him, you know what? We're going to go ahead. I'm going to sell it to my neighbor. Are the neighbor's going to buy it? No. I just get him off my back. Tired of dealing with him.
I'd be scared to deal with Jody, too. She's a woman. She's a no-nonsense woman. Or have
to say. Sometimes I have to tell her, well, you got to understand where they're coming. We're selling for years we had two of them because we used one so much we had to get a new one. Those, they call them turtles. They used to call them turtles that go on top of the car when you go on vacation and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's that big plastic bin that closes and locks and you tie it to the top of the car on the luggage rack and stuff. And when we would go to the beach and on vacation, we'd pack up so much stuff when the kids were little and we'd have to have one of those things. And so we got one that's, you know, it hasn't been used in a long time, but it's almost brand new. And I think they've been discontinued. The only place you could get them were Sears. Mm. And they've been discontinued. So she goes, we just give that to Goodwill. I said, I'm guarantee you somebody will buy that thing.
Yeah.
And so she put it up and this was Sunday, I guess. And I said, probably by the end of the day, after you put that up, somebody's going to be asking you about it. So then the next day she goes, well, nobody's asked about that turtle. And I was like, okay, whatever. So then right after she said that, somebody did and they're interested in it. They want to buy it. And so yesterday she goes, now look at this. These people, I said, what? She goes, this woman that wants to buy the turtle now wants me to go out there and open it and to take a picture of the underside of the lid and then take a picture of the very bottom of it and send it to her. I mean, I said, Jody, those are things that you couldn't see in the original post. And all she's trying to do is make sure it doesn't have a hole in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's got a hole in the bottom or in the top, the underside of the lid, it's not going to be any good to anybody. It's going to get rain in it and everything. And she goes, well, I guess I can, let me go do that. Got to do everything else.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Right. And I'm standing there running around at that particular moment. I was running around grabbing approved meat sticks, throwing them in my computer bag and heading out to my, you know, third job or whatever.
Yeah.
What a scene.
I tell you what though. And I tell the kids this when they complain about Jody, you know, and how hard she is when she's getting them to help with things, you know. And I say, look, you can't really complain and say, you know, well, she's just sitting there bossing everybody else around because she's working three times faster and harder than anybody else. So,
yeah.
You don't really have a leg to stand on when you say she's, you know, giving me too much to do or she's, you know, making me do all this work.
True.
She really is. I mean, she's working circles around everybody else.
Yeah.
She's busting her ass.
Yeah. But
I mean, that's why she is my wife. Cause I needed a helper.
Yeah, absolutely.
I needed a hand, a hired hand. Mm-hmm.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grayson Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grayson Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.